With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says only one presidential candidate will keep America strong and safe.
No one is scared of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. There's a reason why Iranians are trying to kill Donald Trump and hack into his campaign's computer system and not doing that to Kamala Harris. They are rooting for team appeasement.
Well, the former president dismissing the notion that Vice President Harris has made gains in the polls as he reacted to her acceptance speech at the Democrats' convention.
Now, she's not having success. I'm having success. I'm doing great with the Hispanic voters. I'm doing great with black men. I'm doing great with women because women want safety. They want safety. And they don't have safety when they have somebody allowing 20 million people into our country, many of them very dangerous people.
Also at SRNnews.com, with Congress at home, support for the AM radio bill hits 260 supporters. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Congress may be on its August recess, with most lawmakers in their districts campaigning ahead of Election Day. But in Washington, the radio industry continues to see growing support for the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Five more members have signed on as co-sponsors of the bill to keep AM radio in vehicle dashboards, bringing the total number of House members backing the effort to 260. The latest additions come from both sides of the political aisle, with Representative Chantel Brown, a Democrat of Ohio, Michael Rooley, Drew Ferguson, Laurel Lee, and Julia Letlow, all Republicans, adding their names to the list of co-sponsors. They bring the latest House tally to 137 Republicans and 123 Democrats on board. The bill has already made progress in the Senate, where a majority of 62 lawmakers have said they support it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Prosecutors in Italy investigating the shipwreck of a super yacht that capsized in a storm. Seven people were killed. This is SRN News. If you want to work for the Kamala Harris campaign, you have some choices to make.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered nine options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Families of two transgender teens in New Hampshire filing suit challenging a new state law banning them from playing on girls' sports teams at their public high schools. Lawsuit says the two boys who are living as girls have been accepted by parents, peers, teammates, and coaches. Legal battles over males playing against females in school sports cropping up more frequently. This is SRN News. Arch Resources and Consol Energy combining to form a single coal producer valued at more than $5 billion.
Arch shareholders will get more than 1.3 shares of Consol common stock for each share of Arch they own. Consol shareholders will own about 55% of the new company, to be called Core Natural Resources, and Arch shareholders will own about 45%. Core Natural Resources will be based in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, just southwest of Pittsburgh, which is the current headquarters of Consol Energy.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. It is expected to be a very busy Labor Day travel weekend.
AAA reports domestic travel during the last holiday weekend of the summer could jump as much as 9% compared to last year. They say some families may choose to travel to closer destinations due to time constraints.
More details at SRNnews.com.